Minnesota, what are some of the challenges playing you've ever played against a team like Richard Pitino yet?
You know, we haven't played against him yet, but, you know, our coaches do a great job of preparing us. We'll go through a scouting report probably tomorrow and start getting ready for them. You know, I know they've been playing very well lately. Got some very good guards, and it'll be a fun matchup for us.
Like, how's your guys' confidence going after a win, a signature win like that against Ohio State on Sunday?
You know, we're always a pretty confident team. We're always pretty confident ourselves. You know, it felt good to get a road win like that, but, you know, we're moving on from that. You know, we learned from it, and we're going to keep getting better every day.
Was it one of those things where it may have actually been better for you guys to have a week in between games here and have a few days to just kind of be able to put that game aside as opposed to going right back out on the court?
It could be. I don't know. I didn't really think of it like that. You know, me, I just want to play. I don't like having a week break. But, you know, I think that could be good for us. You know, and we're going to continue to do a good job of taking care of our bodies, things like that, and getting ready for the rest of the Big Ten season because we still got a lot of games left and, you know, a lot of tough games left that, you know, we're capable of winning.
What's it been like here the last few days since you got back from Columbus? I mean, I know students aren't back yet, but just as far as the fanfare, the build-up, and everybody.
You know, Hawkeye fans are great. Wherever I go, it seems like they're saying something about us, telling us great job, things like that. And, you know, it's been even a little bit more as of recently. A lot of people, you know, texting me, hitting me up on all the social media, things like that. But at the same time, you can't hang your hats on a win like that. You know, we, as a team, we expect to win games like that. You know, we're very confident in ourselves, and we feel like we can win every ball game that we go out there and take the floor. So, you know, people may be surprised that we beat him, but, you know, we're not surprised and we're not going to hang our hats on a win like that.
Mike, what did you think when you heard the rest of the season was sold out in the last seven games?
It's great. I love our fans. Just shows the support they're giving us. You know, they're really behind us and they really have our backs. And, you know, it's just awesome to see things like that.
Well, you really will have a home court advantage. Just talk about, as a player, can you quantify the value of that?
I don't think you can. You know, it's awesome just every time you go out there and make a good play, the crowd just erupts, things like that. You know, people always talk about it's fun playing on the road and quiet in the crowd, but at the same time, there's nothing like getting to play in front of your home crowd and having all those fans cheer you on.
You're looking forward to playing against a team that likes to pressure, bring pressure, and push the tempo like you guys do?
Yeah, it will be fun. You know, every ball game is a little bit different. And, you know, just like this one, it's just a little bit different. And they're going to get up and pressure us. They're going to press a lot, you know, get the tempo going. It'll be a fun one to play in. And, you know, just two teams that like to get up and down. And I'm sure it'll be fun for the fans to watch, too.
How much of an importance is placed on three-point shooting going into this game, considering how much zone they like to play and then the fact that they have guys like you, Josh, Zach, Jared?
You know, I wouldn't put an importance on it. I mean, we're still going to take what the defense gives us. It's not like we're going to go out there, you know, looking for threes, saying, well, we have to make this many threes to win the game. No, we're going to just look to continue to do what we always done. We've played against lots of teams that have played lots of different defenses, and the coaches will have us ready for their zones and their changing defenses.